This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I wasn't trying to have an intense am I the jerk at the beginning of the week, but here we are, especially in the summer. I can't help it if people have issues. This is what it is, okay?
Here we are. We don't control this. Y'all do.
She said she tried to make it shorter, but she couldn't figure out what part to leave out. So she said, I apologize in advance for all the backstory you're going to get and most likely way too much information. However, this is me talking now, not reading. I just want to say, DZ, I love actually, we always complain we don't have enough. So maybe it's better when they overshare in the
I love it
in the emails. Yeah, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com.
We'll trim the fat. You send all the juice.
Everything. She said, I have word vomit, and this is literally the most insane thing I've ever been through and probably close to any other story you've heard. Whoa, I'm in. Okay. She says, Allie and DZ, I've been very sick over the past few years, which essentially required me to get a feeding tube in order to stay alive. I moved someone into my now husband and my house back in August, must be last year, because they worked for an assisted living facility and had experience working with people. I could no longer afford the nurses to come daily that I was paying for. I stupidly didn't do a background check. Little things kept happening that most people wouldn't ever second guess. She would lie and try and alienate me from anyone I was close to. Things would go missing. She barely did anything other than cause issues, but now she's referring to me as her bestie. My health had started to get better, but now 4 months into her living with us, I wasn't feeling better. I had vitamin D toxicity, which might not sound bad, but it is. When my husband questioned her, she said she doesn't remember how much she'd been giving me. Then she gave me too much heart and diabetes medication, and I ended up in the hospital on numerous occasions. I have PTSD, Lord. And my husband wasn't taking me seriously. He would tell me that we can't prove it. So she remained living in my home. What? So she remained living in my home, essentially scaring the crap out of me every day. She would make comments about how she likes to watch her patients where she works die, and they all die on her shifts. What? Then she left me in a garage I was unable to get out of, and that resulted in carbon monoxide poisoning. But it was an accident, right? Wait, this story is crazy. Okay, she
what
says,
is going Memorial, on?
Memorial Day, she was finally arrested in my home on different charges because I had a nervous breakdown. That's the backstory. Now on to the problem. She said, my husband and I have to move out of our home because of this. I also don't feel safe knowing she knows where I'm living. He's moving into his old apartment with his brother, and I have no place to go. He told me to stay with my ex, since I'm always trying to help my ex with his kids, who have known me as mom for the majority of their lives. What the
hell?
Are
they getting divorced then? Wait, what is happening?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah.
Did she's we just saying, flash forward and all of a sudden they're separated?
Yeah, she said he won't ask his parents for help, tells me to ask perfect strangers for money. The woman stole so much money, belongings, whatever mental capacity I had left. He did nothing to stop someone who was hurting me. There is proof of what she did, and ironically, she's being investigated now at her other job. I have no resources to get help. The medical bills amongst not being able to continue to substitute teach. I filed bankruptcy, cannot take out loans. Oh, here we go. So I told him if he left me alone to fend for myself after everything, that I'm filing for divorce. I just can't imagine watching the person I love hurt, whether physically or mentally. He hasn't even tried to borrow money or sell anything to even look for an apartment. I've done all those things. Now he thinks I'm being ridiculous and wants me to take on the stress of trying to handle it all on my own while he tells everyone that I'm leaving him. Am I the jerk for standing on my ground on what commitment is and leaving someone who isn't very committed to me, in my opinion? And then she wrote, sorry, this was long. I didn't know how to make it shorter. Okay.
Oh, man, there's so many different potential am I the jerks within this mug,
so
man. This is crazy.
We get what led up to the disconnect for the marriage, which was they had let this woman in their home. She was clearly a con woman, and the husband wouldn't fire her, and neither would the one getting help or the one who needed her. So nobody
that
fired
the
con woman.
The only person you could afford.
Yeah, so you let the con woman, which caused more and more problems, and now paranoia and all these things, right? Now she's getting dealt with on her own. So now the husband moves out and says he's moving with his brother. It almost sounds like the husband's like, you caused all this mess. Go figure it out. Like, he's treating her like
yourself.
She's a hypochondriac or something. Doesn't it kind of sound like that? Like, it's your problem.
A little bit.
And then telling his family she left.
The relationship went sour when? What happened? There's so much detail and we're still missing a lot.
And he's telling her, and she brought up the part about her ex. It sounds like he's mad because she still talks to an ex. I mean, there is just a lot going on here.
Yeah,
you guys need counseling.
From?
You guys gone to counseling at all? I mean, this is not what would DZ do, though.
No,
sheesh,
am I the jerk?
I don't even think you're a jerk. My head hurts. I don't think you guys are a hot mess is what I think you guys are. I mean, what is going
on? There's so much going on. I can't wrap my head around like where the genuine jerk comes in, because nobody's ever going to call you the jerk for standing on business, right? You're being left out in the cold, right? But at the same time,
she wants to leave her husband. She wants to leave her husband because she said, am I the jerk for standing my ground on what commitment is and leaving someone who isn't very committed to me, in my opinion? So she's saying she's leaving him because he's making her go find a place to live. And he just basically moved in with his brother and said, figure out what we're doing next. That's kind of what I'm taking from what she said.
Why isn't she moving in with the brother,
I don't
too?
Know.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
why
there's so many questions as to when the separation happened, when the divorce is going to happen.
And where was the
clearly
therapy?
Y'all are in the
Not
there.
Where
not
was
there.
Someone to help you talk through any of this? Where was the mediation, the therapist, something you got? What? So annoyed. I'm annoyed. Yeah, you know what? You're a jerk for annoying me because this is such a hot mess.
Yeah.
I mean, what
I felt bogus
on?
Saying it, but.
What?
You're the jerk because you didn't tell us and elaborate all of the important things. You said a whole lot, but you left so much out. That's what you're the jerk of doing.
You admitted you didn't do the background check on the woman. Great, you know, but I don't know why she was still working there when you got the whole thing is.
Had we been talking about the woman, that's another story. But it's like, no, we're talking about, no, am I the jerk for leaving my husband and leaving my marriage because of the situation?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, no, I guess not, right? You're the jerk for not allowing yourself enough information to keep yourself protected.
Whoa. Oscar and Wynn Lake said, not the jerk. Probably one of those situations where the husband was involved with the worker. No. We're not going to make up scenarios we don't know existed. I don't think it even matters. I think he did enough by letting the crazy woman stay while his wife needed care. That alone just shows he's not going to step up and handle business, okay? Elias in Oak Creek said, I am so confused. Well, I'm just saying, like, if your wife has a caretaker who's clearly not is making you sicker, and you would never sit by and just be like, okay, you know what? She's fine, Aaron. She's fine. You just wouldn't, DZ. That's why I'm like, this whole scenario is a hot mess. I don't understand. So they sound
they couldn't
disconnected.
Afford the other nurses. Like, yeah, what happened? Why not to say, like, ask about your financials, but why can't you afford the other nurses? Why aren't you guys investigating into this person? Why aren't you guys a part of the lawsuit or whatever's going on with her now? Clearly, she was doing something illegal because she's been apprehended.
Everyone's saying, this woman needs a 3-part Netflix documentary series deal.
Stat. ASAP.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we're going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. And I guess it's, am I the jerk? Am I the jerk for leaving my husband? That's what she wants to know. And we now have one call. That's all. Gruber joined in. Call us or text us. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so DZ, she wants to know if she's the jerk for leaving her husband. I mean, there was a lot to unpack. There's no way we're reading this thing again.
Too much luggage. I'm not TSA, bro.
So true. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for leaving her husband after she got sick. They had this woman come into their home to take care of her who clearly was some kind of con woman, maybe making her more sick. Maybe God only knows. I can't. This is a lot happening.
It's seeming like she's not lying about what's happening, but we don't know concrete information.
All right. I'm going to start with Nikki in South Milwaukee. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. You think she's a jerk or not the jerk for she leaves her husband?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay.
And I'm going to back that up with, I have a caregiving background, mm-hmm. took care of my dad for years.
Okay.
Generally, you care about somebody, and then also you're married to this person, and then you have somebody in your house that's supposedly supposed to be taking care of her, but it's not really going very well, and you just seem like you just don't give a damn at all. And then everything hits the fan, and then you go run where you're safe.
He did exactly what he did the whole time they were married. Nothing. He ran to his brothers. That's what I kind of what I was getting at. Like, I get why she's annoyed, but I also get how exhausting it is as a partner to take care of someone sick. That doesn't mean he gets to leave, because that's marriage. That's commitment. Like, you stick around for that. That's marriage.
Exactly. You know? And it's like it seems like he didn't even stand up. Mm-hmm. With the situation, with the lady that
that's
was there,
the
that
side.
Wasn't very good, at all. So I'm like, maybe it's time for him. I feel like she really needs to get somebody, one, that's really going to help her, like caregiver-wise, if you can literally find somebody that is legit, that will help her, I mean, help save her money. And then also, maybe she needs to get therapy, sure.
I agree, but the thing is, we don't need advice. She just wants to know if she's a jerk. I mean, we're with you, Nikki. I don't know where that is.
Nikki says not.
The couple's therapist should have been in here a long time ago. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Stupid.
I would say definitely not. She needs to run with the wind.
Yep.
Go and get that lady that screwed you over.
We got you.
I mean, take care of yourself.
Nikki, we agree. Amen, sister.
So
you say not the jerk for leaving
not
your husband.
All.
Okay.
Nope.
Love it. Nikki, you're fun. Call back, girl.
All right, have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's really hard here not knowing his side and not being able to hear what he has to say, because she's kind of painting this picture that this woman came in, didn't take care of her, and he didn't do anything either to help while she's pretty sick. So this is a tricky one.
If she's pretty sick, that means she also, like she mentioned, filed for disability or, you know, bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Which means he's probably working, not to excuse any of this, but one of the two has to make some money to pay for this, and that can't be his only contribution. You've obviously got to care for your partner, the person you love. But what is his side? Why is he leaving?
Remember, she said she was on a feeding tube at one point. That's crazy.
Thank you. Like, and I'm sorry, but like, no, you guys are well aware, and we don't need to get into what happened with my wife, but given that circumstance and applying it to this, there's no way you're not fully hands-on.
That's what I'm saying.
Or trusting of just anybody that's coming into your house to care for your
they're
loved one.
Disconnected.
This is missing a lot.
They're disconnected
because they were moving apart before they even separated, really, because they moved out away from each other before the divorce was even in the picture. So, Lord.
All right, Amanda is in Racine this morning. Amanda! Hey, girl! on a Monday. All right, Amanda. Is she the jerk for leaving her husband? There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And I just have to say, this first part of this story made me think of one of my mystery thriller books I was reading. And I'm like, man, maybe she should read a book first. She should write a book, if anything. I'll read it.
Facts.
So, Amanda, this reminds me of my mystery thriller book I was reading with Fabio. Oh,
my wife will read this book, too, for real, for real.
Oh, God.
But I'm going to say she is a jerk. Because I actually like what Allie said about the therapy. I think you got to do everything in your power with marriage.
Yeah.
It's a commitment.
What are they
so
doing?
You
got
to do everything in your possible power. Yeah, wait.
You chose to get married. The I mean, that's the commitment of all commitments, that you're never getting out of this, all right? But
yeah.
They were like, nah, you know what? It's tough. I'm out. Like, what?
Well, that's
that
new marriage energy. That's that new marriage energy for sure. That's that we you know, we got married post-COVID energy, because when they're really, like, treating the marriage like it's a relationship and going, well, you're going to move here, I'm going to move here, let's figure our own stuff out and then come back together. I don't think that's really, like, applicable in this scenario.
It makes you feel better. People did it before COVID. Trust me, I saw it with my own eyes.
Obviously, come on now. You
as
know,
someone
you
who went
know
to
we know that.
One counseling session before her husband said, "I want a divorce." I mean, people give up quick, right? You know what I'm saying? It's
they didn't even make it to the one counseling session, though.
We don't know the whole story, but
that's
I mean,
the problem.
I
we need the other
therapy.
Side.
Yeah, I mean, we got the good mystery side, which was great, but I mean, it didn't really help. Figure out the other side.
Yeah. No. All right. They need help and we need his side. Thank you, Amanda, for
have a good day.
Calling her a jerk. Bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for calling her a jerk. Bye.
Well, just saying. Just keeping it real. Steven's in Milwaukee. Hi, Steven.
Steven. Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, good. You're the tiebreaker today.
Yep.
So welcome to the show. What a place to be in.
Alrighty.
Is she the jerk for leaving her husband? What do you think?
Honestly, I'm more in the standpoint as I do not think she is a jerk for wanting to leave her husband. And it's more in the standpoint that when you are married and when you have somebody in your life that's important to you, they are supposed to be, you know, wanting to be invested in what you think and what you feel. And they are supposed to want to care about the things you care about as well.
He's not worried. He should be worried.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
And he
yep.
is not worried
he doesn't
at all.
Care.
He has completely
at
separated
all.
Himself from the outside. And the way that I see it, if you're willing to do that now, you're going to be that same person later on in life. He's going to stay that way. So if she needs somebody in her life to actually be a part of her life and want to be there for her and with her,
preach.
I don't think she's a person.
Ah, Steven.
That part, man. That part.
We
yes,
really
sir.
Did save the best for last. That was all. I mean, you said it best, Steven. I feel like you said it all, and that's
perfect.
Kind of what I was trying to articulate. It doesn't seem like he really cares if she's okay. I think that's
well,
obvious.
And not everybody can handle sickness. Not everybody can handle illness, right? Like, not everybody's built for it. We've seen it time and time again. Somebody gets diagnosed with a terminal XYZ, and then their partner goes, disappears because they cannot handle it, bro.
But,
not everybody's built for it.
But I've also seen men take care of their wives who have passed away or had cancer and made it. And so that's, there's no excuse.
Those are the ones that are built for it. Oh, yeah. 100%. No, that's not an excuse whatsoever. Some people just can't handle it.
Amen. All right. Well, you know what, Steven? You should call back too, because you had a good point.
Please do.
Thanks for calling.
I intend to in the future. This is actually my second time being a tiebreaker on your station here. I really enjoy calling in, so I look forward to it in the future.
Well, Steven, we'll talk to
Steven
you tomorrow.
Steven the tiebreaker.
That's going
to
be your...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your name. All right, Steven.
Conan
have
the Barbarian.
Right.
Steven the Tiebreaker. Legends. Later, man.
Bye. It's funny that he got in twice and he was the tiebreaker both times. That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, well, it's not the jerk. Sorry, Amanda, you're
not
wrong. Not the jerk for leaving your husband.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.